Here's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's the season of giving. And while everyone says it's the thought that counts, most people have gotten a gift at one time or another that they don't need or maybe want. So is it okay to return it? And is it better or worse to give it to someone else?
One of the funny things about gift giving is it feels like it's a very positive, happy thing where we show people we love them and they show us that they love us. And instead, when you talk to people about gift giving around the holidays or birthdays or whatever, the number one word that people think of is stress.
That's Harvard University's Michael Norton. He's been doing research on regifting. We'll find out more about his findings coming up. What could be so bad about receiving gifts for the holidays? Plenty if you don't like what you got. Should you regift it? Your mind can burden you with guilt when you give a gift you received to somebody else. But is there a legitimate reason to feel guilty? Michael Norton is a professor at Harvard Business School, which conducted research on people's minds and giving away gifts and presents, and he joins us to discuss. So, Michael, regifting sounds like a whimsical topic, but people actually have expressed pretty sharp words about it.
We've seen horror stories of regifting, certainly on the web, but also in our personal lives, particularly when someone gets back a gift that they gave to somebody a few years ago. Those are the cases where people really, really burn bridges.
That's really not a positive way to complete a full circle.
Exactly. And so what we found, though, is that in our research is that the horror story cases are fairly rare, actually. So they do happen, but most regifting that happens is actually okay, especially with the person who gave you the gift. They really don't mind so much if you don't love the gift, if you find someone who might really love it.
See, that's the thing, is that there's a lot of guilt here inside the mind of the regifter. They typically have two people they're worried about offending, and it can really stop them dead in their tracks when they're trying to make a decision.
Yeah, one of the funny things about gift giving is it, as you said, it feels like it's a very positive, happy thing where we show people we love them and they show us that they love us. And instead, when you talk to people about gift giving around the holidays or birthdays or whatever, the number one word that people think of is stress. They're stressed about getting it done. They're stressed about getting it right. And regifting seems to be this special case that's extra stressful and extra worried about doing it wrong and really upsetting people.
Take us through the research session in which people were designated as givers and regifters.
Yeah, so we can really just, and you can think for yourself if you've ever thought about being a regifter, or if you've ever heard of someone who did regift. We just ask people to think about being a regifter and think about being the person who gave that gift. And we find that when people are thinking about being a regifter, they really feel very negatively about it. And most importantly, they really feel that the person who gave them the gift will be really upset with them if they go through with the regifting. But the trick is, we also ask that person who gave the gift originally, how would you feel if this person regifts it? And it's not that they love the behavior of regifting, but they actually tend to say, look, I gave them a gift, and if it's not perfect for them, it's okay if they find somebody else who might like it more.
Now, the research you conducted with Stanford University shows this is really all in our heads.
It really seems to be. We're often simulating in our minds what someone will think or how someone will feel about our actions. And sometimes we're completely accurate, but very often we're overstating people's emotional reactions. And this is one case where we really seem to be overestimating just how angry someone will be if we take something they give us and pass it along to somebody else.
You know, the research was really fascinating that involved participants who were told there was an actual day honoring regifting.
We were wondering, so there's this seems to be this barrier to people regifting where they think it's a really negative thing to do. And we wondered if we could help them kind of get over the stigma and actually go ahead and regift. Because, by the way, regifting can be fantastic. It means that a gift that someone doesn't want ends up with someone who wants it. So from a societal perspective, it's fantastic if people regift things they don't like, but they don't seem to be willing to do it unless we tell them about, and this is actually a real day, by the way, National Regifting Day, where it's officially culturally sanctioned that we go ahead on this one day and pass along our unwanted presents to somebody else. And when we tell people about that day, they get way more comfortable with actually going ahead and regifting.
Oh, so there's some legitimacy to it.
That's exactly right. I think there's a governor somewhere who officially declared National Regifting Day. I believe it's the Thursday before Christmas, something around then, where there's a time of gift giving, and we need that excuse when we get these terrible gifts to get them out of our house and give them to someone who might like them.
So this year, that would be Thursday, December 19th. So this is a day when you've received a gift at some point, and as the regifter, you're going to give it to someone else in time for, let's say, Hanukkah or Christmas.
Hopefully you can actually really optimize it, right? Where you can either give someone a gift that you don't want that they want, or give them a gift that they can go ahead and give to somebody else themselves. So you keep going down the chain of regifting until finally someone ends up with the ridiculous pot holder that they actually want. And then everybody along the chain wins because everyone got to give a gift and the person who ended up with it really likes it.
And Michael, there was some polling done regarding regifting recently.
Yeah, one of the things that we find, and actually you can think for yourself as well, do you have any presents that you've ever received that you did not want that are still in your house? And for almost everyone, the answer is yes. There was this one poll that showed that over one holiday season, 1 in 7 people said they got a gift that they did not want, but that they hung on to. So we have this huge backlog of unwanted gifts lying around our homes, and we don't know what to do with them. And that's partly why we decided to tackle this issue of regifting, because we could take all of these unwanted gifts and maybe have them end up in the hands of someone who wants them.
So regifting could be the solution to clutter in the house.
We would love it if people saw this as a way to both help other people by getting them great gifts and also finally clean out their closets.
So I guess the moral here is it's better to give than to receive because of how you feel, but also maybe sort of put yourself in the mind or in the being of the gift itself and the appreciation level.
That's right. You know, one of the things we find is that the people thinking about regifting believe that giving the gift to someone else is just as offensive as throwing it in the trash. So they literally believe that if the person who gave them the gift finds out they regifted it, they'd be just as offended as if they found out that you literally chucked their present into the trash, into the garbage. But of course, that's not how givers feel. They're really offended if you throw their gifts out because that really shows it has no value to you. If you can get over that idea that it's that bad and realize that givers are okay with you regifting, then you can be much more liberated and feel better about doing the regifting.
Yeah, I can imagine how the trash is not a good idea in anybody's minds. That's Harvard University's Michael Norton joining us. Michael, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.